Long before Alexa or Siri or interactive video games, I was fascinated as a boy with the boomerang. It was a strange triangular-shaped object, and if you threw it just right, it would always come back to you. I'm reminded of that toy as I read this gospel this weekend, and as we hear of this leper coming back to Jesus. Lepers in the time of Jesus and well before were treated almost like toys or inanimate objects. There were many laws about leprosy. They would live in colonies apart from the rest of civilization. They would travel in packs, wearing bells around their necks. Some of the early laws prescribed that they had to stand 50 yards away from other human beings. That's half a football field. And yet, what's interesting is, regardless of their nationality or their faith, they were brought together by this disease. That's a homily in and of itself. But for today, I'd like to reflect on this comeback and what to make of it. This gospel is teaching us more than good manners, how to say thank you and to be polite. This gospel is even telling us and showing us more than just a miracle. There's something a lot bigger going on here than a healing. Rather, today's gospel is really a salvation story. And what begins with Jesus telling these lepers to go show themselves to a priest ends up with one of them coming back and giving himself to that priest. This one leper coming back and not only saying thank you, but laying down before Jesus and recognizing him as Lord and God. And my friends, that's such a beautiful gift. Not only the comeback to Jesus, but the giving back to Jesus that this leper provides. How about us? There are a lot of things in the given week, even in a given day, that we come back to. I made a list for myself this morning. In a given week, I come back to the supermarket. I go back to work. I go back to the office. I, of course, come back here to church. I go back to the gym. For you, it might include school. It might include the ball fields. All of these comebacks are part of our routine. And that's not a bad thing. It's actually good. But if it's a boomerang type thing, look out. We also have those internal things that we come back to. Mindsets, ways of relating with people, ways of thinking, strong opinions. And those too might be good. But if they're just routines, if it's just boomerang thinking, well, there's something more. And as human beings, you and I were made for that more. We were made to come back to the Lord, not just with our routine and our ritual and our worship, but with our love. And today we see that happen. God, who came close to these lepers and healed them, but a leper who came close to God. And in a world where things can get so far away from us, in a world always focused on what's out there, in a world where people and topics and conversations can be thrown out like boomerangs, how good it is to witness what this one leper does. And in fact, in doing it, he teaches us all. And so how might our routine this week be different? That as we go about our day-to-day things, how might we not just show up to them, but how might we give back? It might be a word of thanks. It might be a little act of love. It might be literally coming back here to church. Our church is open till 3:30 every day. A couple of Fridays ago, I met a young mom in the front pew here at 3 o'clock on a Friday. I learned that she was praying about the biopsy she was undergoing. My friends, you and I as human beings are called to live different, and we can. Not just showing up, but beginning to give of ourselves, to give up to the Lord. Woody Allen said, 80% of life is showing up. I think there's a lot of truth to that. But maybe it's a good week to look at the 20%. And what are we offering up? What are we giving up of ourselves for the other? Today, if we can contribute to that 20%, this week, if we can contribute to that 20%, not just showing up, but giving and offering up, we might find a fulfillment that this leper found. We may find and be drawn closer to salvation, which is what Jesus desires and which he always provides. God be with you.